Vice President for Student Success, Debbie Guyton, says the district is stressing its Smart Start initiative to remind all students on all campuses that how they start the semester often determines how they will end it.
Research and data has shown that if you're not there that first day, it's very difficult to catch up. So we have a policy in place that requires students to be in class on the first day. And if they are not there and have not communicated the reasons why with their faculty, they will be dropped.
Guyton says students should also start off the semester by getting to know their certified advisors.
All of our students are now assigned a certified advisor. It is their partner and their mentor through their entire time with us through their degree. So we encourage students to meet their advisor as early in the semester as possible and start that relationship.
Guyton says the district's small class sizes of 20 to 25 students are designed for success too. She says small classes encourage student engagement in the learning process. Students are more likely to find their own voice and speak up in smaller classes. Student Christian Solano, who is a kinesiology major and wants to coach college track one day, is wrapping up his last semester at Northwest Vista near SeaWorld. He says he chose community college for the sense of closeness it gives him.
Personally, why I choose a community college, I feel like it's a lot more of like a family kind of oriented than going to a big university. Plus, you save, you know, a lot more on basics.
Solano says he has financial aid, but he and many of his friends work to pay the bill for tuition and books.
Yeah, so I have two jobs. I work at Dick's Sporting Goods, and I also work here at Vista Central.
The college district's focus on getting off to a smart start and tight-knit learning atmospheres may be paying off. District statistics show Alamo colleges graduate nearly 25% of its full-time, first-time in-college students, compared to the state average of around 20%. It also retains 70% of its students fall semester to fall semester, compared to the state average of 58%. The district reports 89% of its students are part-time because of jobs or family commitments, which makes it impossible for them to earn an associate's degree in 2 or 3 years. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.